Exodus 14 verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. You don't have to fight every battle. Some victories are won by surrender and stillness. What does it mean to be still? Stillness is a deliberate posture of calm, confident rest in God's ability, a choice not to strive or panic, but to lay down worry and trust the one who fights for you. It is an active surrender before God, letting go of your own strategies, efforts, or defenses so that he can move on your behalf. Stillness means ceasing resistance to God's will and allowing him to lead, even when circumstances seem overwhelming. Stillness is not merely physical quietness, but the peace of heart and mind that comes from being anchored in God's presence, no matter the chaos around you. This peace is both a gift and a discipline. God grants it, but we cooperate by continually trusting him. I have come to realize that the best times I hear God's voice most clearly are when I am in that state of stillness, embracing thy will be done. Life brings trials, tribulations, and uncertainties, but Jesus said, "Be not dismayed. I have overcome the world. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord." Do not let fear define your response to adversity. Rather, seek the Lord. Fear is a natural human emotion, but what matters is how we respond to it. Your first instinct in crisis should not be panic or anxious striving, but an unshakable pursuit of God, who is never caught off guard. Life may surprise you, but the sovereign Lord holds every moment in his omniscient gaze. As the psalmist declares, "Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." Psalm 139 verse 16. Before you drew breath, God recorded every page of your life story. Consider Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah, surrounded on every side by a great multitude intent on their destruction. Scripture tells us plainly that Jehoshaphat was afraid. But observe his response. He was determined to seek the Lord, proclaiming a fast throughout Judah. Instead of yielding to terror, they gathered in prayer and supplication, crying out to the only one who could deliver them. They humbled themselves, acknowledging their helplessness and trusting in God's power to intervene. Now it came about after this that the Moabites and the Ammonites, together with some of the Munites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Then it was reported to Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude has come against you from beyond the Dead Sea, out of Aram, Syria, and behold, they are in Hazzon Tamar, that is, Engedi." Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set himself determinedly as his vital need to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So the people of Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord, longing for him with all their heart. 2 Chronicles 20 verses 1 to 4. When God responded through his prophet, his first words were, "Do not be afraid." Again and again, Scripture echoes the call, "Fear not." As they worshiped and praised, God himself arose and fought their battles, bringing them victory without them lifting a sword. Stillness, in its spiritual dimension, is more than physical quietness. It is a posture of peaceful trust after prayer, where worry is displaced by confident faith. Look at Hannah, who poured out her anguish to the Lord over her barrenness. After she unburdened her soul, Scripture records, "So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad." 1 Samuel 1 verse 18. Before the miracle materialized, she found peace and relief, a stillness of heart born from trusting God's faithfulness. Likewise, remember the disciples tossed about in a violent storm while Jesus slept peacefully in the boat. They were seized with panic and woke him, certain they would perish. Yet with one authoritative word, "Peace, be still," the Master calmed the winds and waves. Mark 4 verses 35 to 41. His question to them strikes us even now. "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Fear contradicts faith. It questions the power of the God who has already proven himself faithful. Beloved, how can we say we believe in the all-powerful, all-knowing, and Almighty God, yet lose sleep over life's trials? This grieves the heart of God, especially when He has repeatedly shown Himself mighty on our behalf. Consider Israel. After witnessing God's mighty acts, the parting of the Red Sea, deliverance from Pharaoh's army, miraculous provision in the wilderness, they still doubted and complained, saying they would rather have died in Egypt. Their persistent unbelief, disobedience, and failure to trust God's provision ultimately barred them from entering the promised land. How then do you cultivate this stillness of spirit? By daily dwelling in God's presence. Let His voice overshadow the clamors of fear. Through prayer, praise, worship, and anchoring your heart in His word, the burden will be lifted. The prophet assures us, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Isaiah 26, verse 3. Beloved, do not be like those who shrink back in fear after seeing God's hand again and again. Fix your mind on Him. Whether your promise is deliverance, healing, breakthrough, or divine establishment, His word comes to you today. Have faith and be still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord in every area of your life. As Moses declared to the Israelites at the shore of the Red Sea, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Exodus 14 verses 13 to 14. Let us close with these two anchors for your soul. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 30 verse 15. For the scripture says, "Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame." Romans 10 verse 11. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Isaiah 49 verse 23. Prayer. Father Lord, I pray that you keep me in perfect peace and perfect trust in you, knowing you are in control. Thank you for your word that says you will never leave me nor forsake me. Let your love and presence overshadow every fear. Calm every storm within me, heal every wound, and set my heart firmly in perfect hope in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remain blessed.